Last week, we kicked off a series for the winter, and we asked you to be part of it. We're looking for winter songs, a tune that evokes the feel of the winter months and a memory or story that goes with it.
And please note, not a holiday song, but a winter song. Well, we asked, you replied, and our inbox is jammed.
That's the winter pick for Amanda Thomas of New Orleans. It's called The Littlest Birds by the Be Good Tanyas. Thomas writes this, I first heard it while I was living in Western Massachusetts during my junior year of college. It was the year I experienced my first New England winter.
Well, I left my baby on a pretty blue train and I sang my songs to the cold and the rain. And I had the wandering blues and I sang those wandering blues.
She continues, this song is light and bouncy and will forever remind me of the first snow day we had that school year. Everyone was filled with joy and kindness, smiling as we flung snowballs at each other in the quad and giggling uncontrollably as we sledded down the hill with plastic lunch trays.
If ever there was a piece of music to inspire warm and cold winter memories, it is Chuck Mangione's Bella Via. Well, at least that's what we hear from Danny Prather of Louisville, Kentucky. Here's her story. She writes, during the interminable winters of 1976 through 1978, WHAS-TV in Louisville would play Bella Via over the never-ending list of school districts closed because of temperatures low enough to freeze the Ohio River and snowfall amounts high enough to make even the White Witch of Narnia long for a vacation in Miami Beach. Bella Via became the anthem for sleeping in, sledding, skating on our frozen pond, and watching lousy daytime TV.
And finally, this last letter may make some mothers cry.
I don't know how I'm gonna do what Mama told me. My friend, the boy next door.
Daniel Cornine wrote us from Virginia Beach about his winter song, which takes him back 32 years. He writes, I was 16 and in high school. I joined my school's first ever swim team, which required practice sessions at 5:30 on painfully cold New Jersey winter mornings. I had a thing for Led Zeppelin at the time, and my song of choice was That's the Way.
That's the way.
Cornine goes on, my mother drove me to those early morning swim practices, and on the drive to the pool, I always listened to this song. My mom never once complained about the cold, the early hour, the disruption to her morning routine, or the fact that I'd rather listen to that song than engage her in conversation during those drives.
And yesterday I saw you standing by the river.
It wasn't until much later in life, upon hearing this song, that I came to fully appreciate how unselfish and dedicated a mother she was for so generously bearing this burden for me. This song, my winter song, will always remind me of her and her unconditional love for me and my five siblings.
If you have a song that means winter to you and a story to share, write us at npr.org. Click on Contact Us at the bottom of the page and put winter songs in your subject line. We'll hear more of your stories and songs throughout the winter.